quantum batteries, record ocean temperatures, and a correction on the record. A BBC Future piece on quantum batteries described early-stage peer-reviewed research showing a battery system that charges faster as its physical size increases, the inverse of what classical thermodynamics predicts. The proposed mechanism involves quantum entanglement across battery cells, enabling parallel charging pathways that scale superlinearly. This is not a product and not close to one, but the theoretical result is being taken seriously in the research community. The environmental story with the longest tail is NOAA data cited by the BBC showing global average ocean surface temperatures at their highest recorded level since systematic measurement began. The significance extends beyond the immediate reading. Ocean heat content is a lagging indicator, and heat absorbed in a given year continues influencing atmospheric systems for decades. The measurement represents not only current conditions, but a commitment to future atmospheric states already locked in. A JSTOR daily piece on public restroom infrastructure in the United States generated 567 comments, a volume that reflects the topic's lived resonance. The historical argument is that the U.S. built out public restroom access in the early 20th century as a civic and public health investment, then systematically defunded it beginning in the 1970s, resulting in coverage significantly worse than peer countries today. The consequences fall disproportionately on people experiencing homelessness and those with certain medical conditions. Bardas Cichanouskas' interactive essay on lunar mechanics at Cichanouski, a 2024 piece that resurfaced this week, earned its own share of attention, a deeply detailed, beautifully designed walkthrough of orbital geometry, tidal forces, and libration that exemplifies the kind of long-form technical writing the Hacker News community consistently elevates. Finally, a correction? In a May broadcast, the show reported on what was described as Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners correctly identified the claim as geographically impossible. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and thousands of kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. The report was either fabricated or badly garbled and should have been caught before broadcast. The acknowledgement stands as a reminder that the editorial standards applied to external sources must apply with equal rigor to the show's own output.